The premature birth of a baby can be a traumatic experience for parents and for the child. It increases the risk of poor health outcomes as well as intellectual and physical disability. Currently, almost 1 in 10 babies is delivered before the 37-week mark, but Australia is leading international efforts to bring that number down. Today, new research is being released pointing to the beneficial effects of omega-3 fatty acids in reducing the risk of premature births. Dr. Karen Best leads the Pregnancy and Newborn Health Program at the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute and joins me now. Karen Best, welcome to Breakfast.
Oh, thanks, Sally. Good morning.
What does this research tell us about the kind of role that omega-3 fatty acids can play in helping women to go to full term?
Sure. Well, there's been this original research around omega-3 in pregnancy started back in the 80s looking at population studies, but there's been a number of clinical trials since then that have shown the effectiveness of omega-3 in pregnancy to extend the length of gestation and therefore reduce prematurity. And our research that's released in the Medical Journal of Australia today is a real-world implementation study looking to see if we can embed an omega-3 test into the antenatal healthcare system so women can actually be tested to see if they're low in omega-3 and that they actually need omega-3 supplementation to reduce their risk of having a preterm baby.
And just remind us, what kind of foods can we find omega-3 in? Is it things like salmon and so on?
Yeah, that's right. So the it's the omega-3 long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids that prevent preterm birth. So these are most often found in fish and in fatty foods, or quite often in supplements for women who don't eat enough fish. And our clinical trials, we've used omega-3 long-chain fatty acid supplements to supplement women, and that's where we've seen the risk in preterm birth in women who are taking those supplements if they were low in omega-3 in early pregnancy.
And what's the mechanism here? What do we know about why this might be able to help?
Well, labour, the initiation of labour is complex. There are parts that aren't fully understood, but it is thought to be an inflammatory process. So omega-3 long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids are actually anti-inflammatory, so they actually calm down those processes and they delay the cervix ripening and uterine contractions and things like that. So it actually slows that initiation.
And what sort of dosage of omega-3 are we talking about that might actually make a bit of a difference?
Sure. So we're talking about a bit higher dose than what you'd normally find in prenatal supplements that have omega-3 added to them. So with the trials that we've done, we've used around 900 milligrams of omega-3, which is made up of around 800 milligrams of DHA and 100 milligrams of EPA, which are two different types of long-chain fats. And so this is where the evidence is showing that's what's required, again, only for those women who are low. And that's what's been now added to the National Health and Medical Research Council pregnancy care guidelines. So based on all the research, now the clinical guidelines have been updated to actually recommend that women take those doses in pregnancy if they're low in omega-3. But that was one of the problems, because there was no way to actually tell if women were low or not, which is why we needed our omega-3 test and treat program to embed this blood test into the health system so we could identify the women who actually need to take the supplement.
How much of a difference can it make to the health of mother and baby and the experience of birth if you can go to full term?
Oh, it can make a huge difference. There's a lot of research being done in other groups showing how every week counts, every extra day counts, that, you know, a baby can remain in utero until full term. So by reducing preterm birth, you're saving, you know, burden on the family, the child and the health system, across the board.
And how well is Australia doing compared to the rest of the world in trying to reduce the number of early births?
I'm probably a little bit biased, but I think we're leading a lot of this research. I mean, our ORIP trial, which led to our results and, you know, helped change the pregnancy care guidelines, is still the largest trial in the world of omega-3 supplementation in pregnancy that's being done. And our previous trial before that informed the ORIP trial. So there's a lot of work in Australia with us and between us and other groups that are leading the way to try and reduce preterm birth in Australia, but also globally. Those lessons can be learned and, you know, that research can benefit the world, not just Australia.
Well, it's been so interesting to hear a bit more about this work. Karen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure. Thank you.